Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Write a Grant. Become a Grant Writing Unicorn by Meredith Noble is a practical nonfiction guide focused on grant writing as both a professional skill and a career path. Positioned in the nonprofit fundraising and consulting space, the book is not a general introduction to philanthropy, but a strategy-oriented manual for people who want to write stronger grant applications and, in many cases, build a flexible freelance business around that work. Drawing on Noble's experience as a high-volume grant writer and educator, the book emphasizes repeatable systems rather than one-off tips. Its core value lies in helping readers evaluate grant opportunities, communicate fit to funders, and approach the field with realistic expectations about learning, workload, and business development. It is especially relevant for aspiring grant writers, nonprofit professionals, and career changers who want both technical instruction and a clearer understanding of how grant writing functions as a service-based profession. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the grant prospecting funnel as a way to choose better opportunities. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is that grant writing begins long before drafting a proposal. Noble presents grant prospecting as a filtering process, often described as a funnel, that helps writers move from a large universe of opportunities to a small set worth pursuing. This matters because weak prospect selection wastes time, lowers win rates, and encourages writers to treat all grants as equally valuable. The book's approach pushes readers to think in terms of competitiveness, fit, and return on investment for their time. That changes grant writing from a reactive activity into a strategic one. Instead of chasing every open opportunity, the writer learns to ask whether the funder aligns with the organization, whether the project is competitive, and whether the expected payoff justifies the effort. This framework is useful both for freelancers managing multiple clients and for nonprofit staff who need to prioritize limited capacity. It gives the book a systems-based angle that is more operational than inspirational and more selective than many beginner guides. Secondly, power prospectus and funder positioning before the full proposal. Another central theme is the power prospectus, a tool Noble uses to accelerate early funder conversations and clarify why a project deserves support. Rather than treating the proposal as the first and only communication with a foundation, the book emphasizes pre-proposal positioning. That is an important distinction, because many grant seekers fail not from weak writing, but from weak framing. A prospectus can help articulate the mission fit, project logic, and value proposition before the heavier narrative work begins. In practical terms, this encourages grant writers to think like relationship builders and strategic communicators, not just form fillers. The mechanism here is simple but effective. When funders quickly understand the case for support, the writer can reduce friction, identify misalignment earlier, and move towards stronger prospects. This also improves efficiency in client work because it shortens the time spent on grants that were unlikely to succeed. The book's attention to this stage suggests that strong grant work depends as much on positioning and prioritization as on polished prose. Thirdly, grant writing as a learnable freelance career, not a mysterious talent. The book is not only about writing grants, it is also about becoming a grant writer. Noble frames the profession as a learnable skill set that can support freelance consulting, side income, or a complete career shift. That positioning makes the book relevant beyond nonprofit employees because it shows how grant writing can function as a service business. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to treat competence as something built through repetition, client work, and training rather than as an innate gift. The book also reflects the realities of entrepreneurial grant writing, how to find clients, how to pay for education through early projects, and how to grow from small engagements into a more stable consulting practice. This is a different emphasis from books that focus only on proposal mechanics. Noble is effectively teaching readers how to enter a market, not just how to write for it. That makes the book useful for people seeking flexibility, remote work, or a specialized consulting niche. It also helps readers see why technical skill and business development have to grow together. Fourthly, mindset, the learning curve, and the Dunning-Kruger effect. A notable portion of the book addresses mindset, but not in a vague motivational sense. Noble uses the learning curve itself as a subject of analysis, including the Dunning-Kruger effect to explain why beginners often feel overconfident before they understand the field's complexity. This is valuable because grant writing can be discouraging when early efforts do not produce immediate wins. By normalizing that pattern, the book helps readers interpret confusion and self-doubt as part of competence development rather than as evidence that they are unsuited to the work. The implication is that persistence becomes more rational when the writer understands how skill acquisition actually works. This section also helps readers manage expectations about pace and difficulty. Grant writing involves research, judgment, synthesis, compliance, and tailoring, so progress is rarely linear. Noble's treatment of mindset is therefore practical. It helps prevent premature discouragement and reduces the risk of abandoning the craft too early. Among books in this category, that makes the psychological dimension more analytical than merely encouraging. Lastly, time, energy, and burnout prevention in a high-demand consulting practice. The book also stands out for treating grant writing as labor that must be managed, not just mastered. Noble gives attention to time and energy management, especially for readers trying to build a side hustle or consulting practice without burning out. This is an important dimension because grant work often comes in cycles of intense research, drafting, revisions, and deadline pressure. A writer who ignores workload design may become more productive in the short term, but less sustainable over time. The book's approach suggests that success depends on building routines, choosing projects carefully, and protecting capacity. That practical lens is especially relevant for freelancers who must balance client deadlines, business development, and skill growth without the structural support of a traditional employer. It also fits the book's broader argument that grant writing is a profession with systems and limits, not just a writing task. By including burnout prevention, Noble distinguishes the book from guides that focus narrowly on proposal structure. The result is a more realistic picture of how grant writing operates as a long-term career. In conclusion, this book is best suited for aspiring grant writers, nonprofit professionals, and career changers who want a practical path into grant work rather than a generic fundraising overview. Readers who need help deciding which grants are worth pursuing will benefit from its prospecting framework, while those interested in freelancing will find useful guidance on building a service-based practice around grant writing. It is also relevant for people who already write grants but want a more structured way to think about client fit, funder positioning, and workload management. What makes it stand out in the category is its combination of technical instruction and career design thinking. Many grant writing books focus mainly on proposal anatomy or compliance basics. This one also explains how to prioritize opportunities, communicate value early, and sustain the work over time. Its emphasis on the learning process and the realities of consulting gives it a more modern, business-oriented profile. For readers seeking both a tactical guide and a realistic entry point into the profession, it offers a clearer roadmap than most general grant writing manuals. If you would like to support Meredith Noble, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.